how did your career in investment start and what attracted you to the financial industry?
Yeah, so I studied a BCom, a normal BCom with accounting and auditing as majors at UNAM, and then started work, as a, audit clerk initially. And then from that, then went to the Bank of Namibia. And so after finishing my stint at the Bank of Namibia as an internal auditor, I then applied for a position at Namibia Asset Management. And that was really my foray into investments. But at that point, I was appointed as the financial manager for the Namibian Harvest Investments Limited Group. And later on, about a year and a bit, 2 years into it, I then assumed the role as a trainee investment analyst and also a trainee portfolio manager of a money market type fund. So that was back in 2002. Yeah.
Way back.
Yeah.
Maybe not that way back.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what attracted you to the financial industry?
Sure. That was one of the other questions you asked also. Well, at the time, there wasn't really lots of method to the madness. It was really, about being able to find a job where my skill set and my qualifications could be put to use. And at the time, I thought it would be, investments at that point, looked really good. 2002, yes, I was about, 30 years old at the time and then decided that, yes, I should venture into it, yeah.
Now, were there any key experiences or mentors that influenced your early career?
Well, at the time, at the time when I then, joined Namibia Asset Managers, there were, of course, existing portfolio managers at that point in time. And yes, they had a role to play in shaping who I am today in as far as my career investments are concerned. At the time, there was people like Roger Walters, who was a portfolio manager at the Namibia Asset Managers at the time. There was also, a person by the name of Floris Berg, who today works as the economist in the Capricorn Group. He was also working there. And then, of course, there was also Ben Bertolini, who also worked at the Namibia Asset Managers at the time. And so, yes, those personalities had an influence in my career to date, yes, sir.
Now, what challenges have you faced in the investment industry and how have they impacted your approach to managing large-scale investments?
Well, the challenges I think, our investment industry in Namibia faces is really one of skills. When we go study, after school, we have very similar groundings at universities, be it here or in South Africa. But then once you get into the actual space of conducting work, the work that people that end up in investments eventually are exposed to in their early career does not always gear them very well for it. I guess we can't always have our cake and eat it, but it's a question of making sure that we have the right exposure early enough in the career to then be able to make a success of it over the longer term. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, as the general manager of investments at GIPF, what is your overall investment philosophy or strategy?
Yeah. Well, because GIPF manages, the pension fund of a large chunk. Well, in fact, it manages the pension fund of the civil servants. Mm. It is one of the biggest payrolls in Namibia. Mm-hmm. The general public generally knows about, the extent of our investments. So in other words, where, what our total investments are. But the truth is that while there may be, you know, those investments, there's also, you know, the liability that we should not, you know, lose focus of. And you know, as the general manager for investments there, my role is really to invest in or to assist in making investments for the fund in such a way that it takes into account, you know, the implications or the impact of the liability, and invest in a way that the fund can be almost, you know, insulated against the effects of that liability. Mm-hmm. So it's really, you know, taking an investment approach that takes the potential impact of the liability projected into the future into account, and then you know, investing in a way that you know, the fund you know, would not be very impacted by swings in the market when rates go up or down, so that we are able to then, you know, honor those commitments that we've made to, you know, that the fund has made to all its members.
Yeah. Very challenging indeed, I must say.
Well, it sounds challenging, but once you're in the thick of things, you and when you know what to focus on, I don't think it is that challenging. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So then how do you approach risk management, particularly when handling public funds and long-term pension assets?
Yes, right. So risk management is really, you know, the science of making sure that you know, whatever risks are faced are evaluated, and that you then you know, for those significant risks, that you then develop strategies to make sure that should those risks come to pass, that you have a way of responding to those. Now, yes, we are investing public funds, and in the big scheme of things, you know, the best interest of the fund should come first at all points. Mm-hmm. And from a risk management point of view, any investments that are made should be evaluated. And where there are those significant risks that potentially can surface, we have to make sure that there are appropriate, you know, counters or controls in place to then counter those risks in the event that it does you know, materialize further down the line.
Yeah. Mm. Now, what are the biggest trends or developments in the investment landscape that are influencing your strategy at GIPF?
Yeah. So in you know, of course, you know, there are lots of wads and fads, so you know, thing, you know, new developments and things and all of those things that happens in our space.
Mm.
But broadly, you know, we have to always make sure that we keep our eyes, you know, focused on the end goal, because that doesn't change even with all the developments that there could be, to make sure that we continue to focus on our ability to be able to honor, you know, our commitments in as far as the liability is concerned as they materialize. And yeah. So yes, there are these you know, new fads and developments, and a lot of the time, well, you know, a lot of that is maybe just hot air. And that we should stay true to our knitting and keep our eyes focused on the end goal, which is to try and invest in a way that would be sustainable, so that we are able to then, you know, honor, you know, those commitments made, for when members retire or when they die or when they change jobs. To then be able to honor those payments, yes.
Yeah. And now, being the general manager, you know, what are your leadership principles and how do you foster collaboration and innovation within your team?
Yeah. So I believe in you know, that leadership should really be about, you know, taking along your team members. And so there should be open communication and everybody should buy into the strategies that has been decided on.
Yeah.
And that there should be, and once everybody has bought into whatever goal is to be achieved, that we then all work diligently towards achieving that goal. And yes, as we go along, we won't always have everything right the first time or 100% right.
Yeah.
But when there are challenges, would be for us to then, you know, to then understand what went wrong, what the primary drivers were that led to things perhaps going wrong.
Yeah.
And then coming to some sort of a discussion or an agreement around what can be done to improve the process into the future.
Yeah. No. Now, how do you balance achieving returns with maintaining ethical and responsible investment practices?
Of course, investing in a sustainable way does not mean that it should come at the expense of returns.
Yeah.
And so those two aren't mutually exclusive. We wanna, because only investments that are sustainable can really add long-term returns, for any investor. And when sustainable investment principles are accepted and fostered and applied in how we go about our business, we can be sure that the returns will bow that out over time. Because, short-term returns at times can come at the cost of sustainability. And yes, sustainability is really, not just the buzzword, but it's the right way to do things. Yeah.
Now, do you have any advice for individuals aspiring to venture into this field?
Well, the advice would be to decide early on what you want to do. And in deciding that, get some professional advice in just determining what you are best suited for, and once that's decided, then determine what you would need to be able to make a success of it, and develop a plan around how to achieve those requirements.
Yeah.
And then diligently stick to that plan, because only then would you be sure that you can attain it. And even if there are challenges along the way, you must just continue believing in your dream, so to say, and then with the right attitude and perseverance, you will achieve it. And yes. The way to eat an elephant, would be one bite at a time, even if the elephant appears to be so big, and it may take you a lifetime, but one mouthful at a time would do it, yeah.
Yeah, that was Mr. Conville Brits, the General Manager of Investments at the Government Institutions Pension Fund. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Maggie.